All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And guys, I got to tell you, the best way to get there is to keep yourself plugged into what's going on. Be on this call week after week after week, because you're going to learn something week after week after week. And tonight, first and foremost, I want to congratulate you for being on this call. You know, many of you could have made an excuse not to be on the call with Memorial Day weekend and et cetera, et cetera. You chose to spend a little time getting trained and keeping focused on your Ambit Energy business. I want to congratulate you on that decision. Now, there's another decision I want to make a congratulations to. You know, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and, you know, it can be said that, you know, we have different opinions and different voices and different attitudes about things in this country, but we can all agree that this is still the best country on the planet. And the reason that you and I can have a difference of opinion, that we can talk about what we believe in and worship the way we worship, is because we've had men and women go before that have committed their very lives to the freedom that we get to enjoy. The freedom to say what we want to say, to go where we want to go, to make as much money as we want to make. And because of their dedication, because of their commitment, and because of their sacrifice, today we get to be free. So I want to take a moment and just have a moment of silence to honor all of those veterans, all of those first responders who ran into harm's way instead of running away from it to keep us the free country that we are. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day. And as you remember somebody that may have given their lives, please celebrate the fact that they made the choice that gave us the freedom we have. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and I think it's 11 o'clock in the morning in Japan. So welcome to all our Japanese friends. And I got to tell you guys, this call is going to be absolutely awesome. With the expansion of what we've been doing in Japan and everything else that's going on, we're hearing from someone who's been there pretty much so at Ground Zero Japan, showing them how to make it happen and building a future for us, not only in the United States, but over in the Japanese area as well. Please welcome our founding national consultant, number one income earner, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide, and my buddy, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Bear. I'm calling from the Westin Hotel in downtown Tokyo, Japan, and it is 11 o'clock here. And tell you, had a great, great meeting last night. Just flew in from southern Japan and had over 100 people in the room last night. Just excitement, buzz, you know, and you know, do the business presentation in Japanese, obviously, and then when I get up to speak, my first comment is, I don't know a word of what he just had to say to y'all, but I do know he just showed you how you can make a ton of money. That always gets a laugh and a response, and we kind of go from there. But I can tell you, this thing is blowing up over here. It's really been quite amazing. We did the meeting in Tokyo on Tuesday night, the night before the launch, and we did a little training afterwards. And in that room, it had seats for about 400 people, and there had to be 100-150 people out in the hallway and where the elevator bank was, all up and down the sides of the walls. I mean, it was popping at the seams. It was unbelievable. And did a little training afterwards, and we launched Wednesday morning. And like any launch, there was a little glitch here or there, but corporate was extremely responsive to those glitches, and everything's running great. Meetings are happening all over the place. People are excited, and I can tell you that this launch has been and will continue to be extremely successful. There are a few things that, you know, as people integrate in over here, start to get your organizations going here, just a few little small things. They call consultants here members. That's kind of the universal term used in direct selling here. consultants, distributors, whatever a particular company may call us. They call them members, and they call customers electricity customer users. And so it's interesting, you know, things, little idiosyncrasies like that, a little bit different over here than they are in the States, but you pick up on them quickly. And you know, what's great about it is that people have a great attitude, and they're excited about what's going on. So I encourage everybody to work the who do you know in Japan, or who do you know that might know somebody in Japan, and plug somebody in. I think corporate sent out a new schedule of Tokyo and Osaka, of course. Tokyo is on Tuesday night, and I'll be at tomorrow night here. It's Monday here. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, I'll be at the Tokyo corporate business presentation. I fly home on Wednesday, but Nagoya is going to have a meeting, which is a really large city. I've done a meeting there already as well. And Fukuoka, so I got the pronunciation of all these cities down. There's going to be a meeting there. Those are going to be on Wednesday. So you should have an email in your box. Those are major cities in Japan. So things are starting to expand outside of Tokyo and Osaka for the corporate meeting. So make sure you make note of that. What I want to talk about is a subject that's very much in play over here, and it's the subject that I've trained on for years and years and years, and it's speed versus strategy. You know, we call strategy the coding game, and that's when somebody gets in the business and thinks that they ought to put in their grandmother and their dead cat and, you know, the most incompetent people that they know into the business initially in their RC code to get them promoted. And then start to put a little bit better people in the RC code to get them promoted to SC, and then start putting in the people that they think are really going to build the business. So that's strategy. You know, it's the manipulation of the business. Other things that people will do, and they'll fall in the bucket of strategy, is they'll put two people in, and then they'll just really work with those two people to try to get them to put two people in. And that whole mentality of strategy is a retardant to your growth. And and so the competing strategy and the winning strategy, the one that works, is speed. And that's when somebody just puts people in as fast as they can, and when they're ready to go, they put them into the business. So one thing I can tell you that I've learned over the years in networking is if you put the interest of the people in your organization in front of your own, you'll build a huge organization. But when you start putting your interest in front of other people's interests, they pick up on that very quickly. So, you know, there are people over here that are smart. They're doing the strategy thing, and they're, you know, they're limping along to RC, and they're waiting for people to put people in. And in the meantime, they have huge groups that are just sitting in the wings that they're not giving website to, so no one can get into the business. And of course, over here, I think what some of them are going to learn is they're going to go find somebody else and just sponsor in under somebody else. They're going to lose them all together. But that doesn't typically happen in the States. But speed is the key, because if you look at the numbers, the absolute numbers of this business, you've got to put six into your RC code to promote. Okay, so that's six people. Now, granted, those six people could grow to a larger number. You've got to put 18 people in your RC code to promote, okay? So you getting in the business plus 6 plus 18 is 25 people is what it takes to build a SC group. So in your SC code, you need 5 SC, so at a minimum, you've got to put 125 people in. And then in your once you make EC, in your EC code, you've got to put 5 ECs in. So 5 times 125 is 625 people. So if you look at the size of the organizations that are going to come from a base of 6 or a base of 18 versus a base of 125 or a base of 625, it's inconsequential, the people that you put into your lower codes in the scheme of things, if you're going to build a big business. So the two, speed is attitude of abundance, and strategy is an attitude of scarcity. And, you know, if you've done any studying, any home self-improvement, anything at all that that talks about scarcity versus abundance. It's a mindset, you know, and if you have an abundance of scarcity, then what happens is that you live in the world of scarcity, and that's what happens. I mean, things just don't happen for you. But if you live in the world of abundance, you live in the world of, hey, I don't know who's coming in those upper codes because I think I pretty much talked to everybody that I have, but I ain't worried about it. I'm going to get up and get after this thing and be talking to everybody that I know. Then what happens is abundance flows into your life. You know, I'll give you an example. Let's say my son works at a gun shop, which he did at one time, worked at a zoo, and he's taking a break and somebody prospects him for Ambit Energy with a magazine. And my son takes the magazine and goes, you know, it's not really something I'd be interested in, but my dad's kind of into these sort of things. And I'll pass your magazine on to my dad. So, you know, here it is, somebody's cold prospect, and they run into my son. He hands me the magazine, and if this were a true story, I would promise you I would be in touch with the person that gave my son that magazine, and I'd be getting involved in it with Ambit Energy because it just made sense. And so you never know what's going to happen in those upper codes, and you never know what somebody's going to do. The people that you think are going to be the most successful, the biggest builders in the business, a lot of times they flame out and don't do anything. And the people that you don't think are going to do anything say, oh, my goodness gracious, I wish this person wouldn't waste $100 to get involved in the Ambit Energy. They're the ones that scold it. So you can't judge a book by the cover. And what's even more important to understand is you never know who somebody knows, and you certainly don't know who they know, and you certainly don't know who they know. And so it's a big world out there, you know, whether you're building in the United States. That's why I tell everybody, you know, work the who do you know in Japan? Who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that might know somebody in Japan? I didn't know a soul in Japan. I really didn't, you know. I have not sponsored anybody in Japan. You know, I sponsored somebody in the United States who knew some people in Japan, and I've, of course, got a large organization, and a lot of those people knew people in Japan. But as far as Brian McClure knowing somebody in Japan, I didn't know anybody in Japan, but I started working the who do you know, who do you know, who do you know. And I found a couple of people in the United States that did know people in Japan. One particular situation I was extremely excited about, that person decided not to get involved in the business and turn us on to his Japanese contacts. But that didn't stop me. You know, who do you know, who do you know, who do you know? So when I get back stateside on Wednesday, I'm going to be jamming the phone with the people that I haven't talked to that, you know, at one point in time were doing Ambit, pretty active in Ambit, still in Ambit, but not active in Ambit today. I'm going to be talking to those people in my organization that aren't doing much. I'm going to be talking to a bunch of people. I'm literally have rebuilt a written list of everybody that I ever talked to in the past. And my approach to those people is going to be, hey, John, you know, you got a second? Yeah, I got a second. Say, you know, a couple of years ago, I talked to you about Ambit Energy, and I'm not calling to necessarily revisit that with you. I made it really clear that you weren't interested in it. But I wanted to let you know that Japan is that Ambit has expanded into Japan. And I was just curious, do you have any contacts in Japan? Because the meetings over there are just going extremely well, and, you know, might be something that you could make some money with. Something along those lines. Just one call after another, after another, after another. In fact, the people that were pretty negative towards Ambit Energy when I called them or talked to them the first time, I'm going to call them during a time of the day when I'm pretty sure I'm going to get their voicemail, because some of them work, you know, kind of know what their schedule is, and I'm going to leave that voicemail. You know, if they call me back, they call me back. If they don't call me back, they don't call me back. So I'm going to make 300, 400, 500 calls over the first week that I'm back in the States. And I will promise you, out of those sorts of numbers, what's going to happen is I'm going to have a half a dozen to a dozen, maybe two dozen things to explore, you know. And what will happen out of that is I'll probably get one or two people in the business. And then what will happen out of that is, you know, hopefully a whole nother new leg will start running in Japan. And I'm not saying everybody's numbers would be like that. Some people's numbers would be a lot better than that. Some people's numbers might be worse than that. I don't know what my numbers are going to be, but the bottom line is that if I don't try, I'm not going to have any numbers. And without numbers, I can't have somebody drop out of the bottom of the funnel as a new marketing consultant in Ambit Energy. So, you know, if you've got somebody in your organization that's playing the strategy game, my suggestion is go find somebody else. You know, don't play in that sandbox. If you're brand new to the business, you need to talk to as many people as quickly as you can and promote the marketing plan as fast as you can, like your hair's on fire. Get yourself promoted. Once you get promoted, then work with that new code. You know, doesn't do you any good to get promoted to RC or SC or EC and not put people in that new code. You know, getting promoted is only gets you the contract, the ability to make the money. It's putting people in that code that puts the money in your bank account. Too many times I see people at all different levels. They get to RC or they get to SC or they get to EC. And you know, for the first time, they will raise their hand or stand up at a meeting or tell people where they are, who, you know, and how they got to EC, or, you know, a little 1 minute or 2 minute testimony, and they think they've arrived. Well, you know, yeah, you've arrived in that you've gotten a pin level, but you haven't arrived until you start putting people into that pin level and start to earn the income that you work so hard to earn. And too many times I see people, you know, they get that pin level and they never put anybody in that new pin level. So, you know, Joey Carter does a great training on called Work Your Pin. You know, whatever pin is you've got on your chest, whatever it is that you've got, you need to be working that pin level. You know, you need to be working in that pin, as Joey would call it. And if you work in that pin, what's going to happen is that you're going to do two things. You're going to work towards promotion to your next level, and you're going to start making money. You know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. And the bottom line is, when you work your pin, you know, you've told all your relatives, you told all your friends, you told all of these different people about how much you believe in Ambit, how much money you're going to make in Ambit, what a life changer Ambit's going to be for you. Well, you work your pin, and instead of telling them what's going to happen, you're going to be able to show them what's going to happen. You're going to pull up in the new car. You're going to move into the new home. You know, you're going to eliminate debt. You're going to get the new boat. You're going to do whatever it is you want to do with the money, and people are going to sit up and recognize it, and a very interesting thing's going to happen. Those people that were negative, told you it would never work, not a whole lot, but some of them are going to come back around and get in your Ambit Energy business, and that's always a fun time to participate in and observe in anybody's Ambit Energy business. So work your pen, speed over strategy 100% of the time. Work the who do you know in Japan, or who you know that might know somebody in Japan. Get some traction and some action. And what I'll tell you is that'll take you out of action, and action will take you out of doubt. Bear, I got to run to a meeting, so we're going to keep this one short. I appreciate everybody getting on the call. We've got assigned somebody up here in 10 minutes, and got to go to a meeting at 3:30 and another meeting this evening. Things are happening in Japan. Plug in. God bless. Open it back up, Bear.
Will do, sir. Thank you for being with us, folks. This is going to be a great call for you all to share with people who have that idea to be manipulative, okay? So you can see that you can get to hear it again on topambitleaders.com. I'm glad he did that. I learned that lesson from him long ago. Topambitleaders.com, you'll be able to hear this again. Let me open up the lines. We will see you guys next Sunday night. Again, happy Memorial Day. Think of positive memories as you reflect, okay? And we'll see you next week. Here we go.